0 TR.
Sorry, M4DJC. How you doing today, Tom?
Good afternoon, Jerry. Well, that's a surprise to hear you. I thought the radio was dead here. Oh, we be headed down to the daughter's to do a care package. We told her we might go to Sam's tomorrow on a text, and she said she needed paper towels and eggs, and the eggs are from us, of course. So over and he said, oh, I just baked some, I don't know what you call them, and they're apricot and cherry. She said, why don't we just take one of our spare ones down there? So that's what we're doing, Jerry. We worked outside till 1 o'clock, and man, that sun will just burn you out there, but you know that. I'm showing 86 degrees on the indoor car thermometer now. In 4DJC and 0TR.
Worked out to about 11:30 today. Man, it was getting toasty, and then we went to the store to pick up some paper products and that sort of thing. And of course, everything's going up. They reduce the size of the packages and charge you more. Try to, they think they can pull the wool over your eyes, but it's just not happening. But I know Lynn picked up some stuff, and she. She does all that shopping, so she knows exactly what they're doing. But they're cutting the package sizes. You know, instead of having six rolls, you'll be able to get three rolls. And there's not a whole lot of difference between the three-roll price and six-roll price of just a couple of months ago. And I don't know what's going to happen with this stuff. It's just getting worse and worse. It doesn't appear to be letting up anytime soon. The gas price at Sam's this morning was $4.19, and I get 5% off of that at Sam's. That's not a bad deal there. But gosh, I mean, I've seen $4.29, $4.39 a few places.
Well, we'll be going by the cheapest place around here in about 15-20 seconds. I'll let you know, and there's not much difference than. On down on Wade Hampton. What's it say, Bernice? $4.20. Jerry. Yeah, she said down on Wade Hampton there's $4.29. But this little station up here sells a lot of gas. And I think that attracts a lot of people to go in and buy a lottery ticket or buy some drinks or something, you know. So it probably pays off for them. It's at Willis's. Market, that one that about a year ago, and they're really nice people, and we stop there and get gas usually. It's just not congested, and you can get in and out of there, and heck, it's 5 minutes from our house, so it's convenient. We got, we had an extra thing of paper towels, but like you say, when we go to replace them, if we go tomorrow, they'll be higher. Everything's at least 30% higher. But, you know, it's all Putin's fault, Jerry. Ha, ha, ha. Well, we're getting some new chickens next weekend. And Chad's going to come over and pick up six of these other ones. They're laying about four eggs every other day. Or six. Four one day, two the next. And, Bernice wants the black Australops, so we're going to go up and pick those up. Chad dropped by last night, and he's going to make me a little deflector to keep the rainwater off of the chicken fans out there when he gets time. There's no big hurry on it. I seen the forecast this morning said we might get 1.3 inches of rain. Of course, the weatherman can be wrong seven times in a row and still keep his job. It wasn't like us, Jerry.
You have the photos of the chicken area back there. Just, those are great. That's a really nice setup y'all have. It looks nice and cool out there compared to not having any trees in the yard here. But we just got tired of raking leaves and sweet gumball. We didn't have any decent trees. We just had the junk stuff nobody wants. But it looked like a nice setup to me. And those black-looking hens, asked what did those lay, regular eggs or brown eggs or what they lay.
What do you think calling them the first part of it? Huh? What'd you say? Speckled Sussex. Those are the little black and white ones, and they lay a light brownish egg, but it's not very brown. And the Australop from Australia, if I'm pronouncing it right, Jerry, you can look at them on the Chicken Man on the web up there at Flat Rock. And they're a dark black chicken, and they lay a very brown egg. And she lays one every single day ever since we had her. And she's the first one to lay of a morning.
You're liable then. I don't know what the neighbors have. I can't, I don't, they've got a, you know, they've got a 6 foot high privacy fence around everything. I don't know what they have over there, but they're generally pretty quiet. They, you know, they cackle when they lay, and, you know, they got dogs in the backyard too. The dogs are generally pretty quiet unless we go outside, they'll bark. When we go outside, they got a, they got one of those little corgis, little tailless corgis. They got one of those. They used to have a couple of greyhounds too, I think. Excuse me. And one of those things died, and then the other one, I think it just, I think the other one did too. I think they liked to be in pairs, and I think they said the other one just mourned itself, and finally died too. But I don't recall, it's been several years ago, but and they may have one other small dog too, but their dogs are generally pretty quiet. But I hadn't heard the chickens very often lately. Kind of surprised.
GR, Wade Hampton 101. Well, I'll tell you, Jerry, ours cackle. Wow. You can hear them with the windows closed. And they're out there quite a little ways. But we're blessed in that there's a lot of shade out there. I can walk out there on a hot day down towards that folded counterpoise, and it's just probably 10 degrees cooler in the shade. Feels like it anyways. But today, out in the sun, your skin starts to burn. And those kids next door were out in that pool for 3, 4, 5 hours this afternoon. I don't know how they do it. But and one of them's a pretty little redhead, and the neighbor's daughter, I know she's 14 because she told us that the other day. And redheaded people are fair-skinned, and they really burn. And she never uses any sun protection. I did when I mowed the grass this morning. But I got out there at 10 o'clock, and it takes me about an hour. Then I had to go back over it and mow the clumps that were left there because I used the mulching blade. And that grass, that fescue, it was high out back. And I got that all done. And Bernice weed-eated the day before, so that made that good. And she went out and worked in the garden. And we just had a real nice day. And we went inside and had a nice salad, and then had hot dogs. I'd call them pigs in a blanket, you know, a weenie. You split it and fill it with leftover potatoes from the day before, mashed potatoes. And I like that with a little ketchup on it. Huh? Yeah, and cheese on top of the potatoes, and good heart healthy food, you know, Jerry. Over.
Yeah, that's right in my alley. I like slaw dogs. I like cheese dogs too. I put chili on mine sometimes, but not much. I eat some chili. Some of it just doesn't appeal to me. But I do like slaw. Good fresh slaw on my hot dog. A little mustard on it. Cheese on my hot dog too. I've been getting some of these brioche hot dog buns, and they turn out pretty well. We don't eat that many of them though, but I mean, I could eat. I used to eat hot dogs all the time. I don't as much as I used to, but I still enjoy them a lot. But they may not have that many hens next door now, Tom. And they just don't sound as noisy as they have in the past. Of course, they don't bother us anyway. We don't hear them. We got good insulation in the house. They're not that noisy. But the whole time I've heard them really start, you know, cutting up, because if there's something out in the yard, maybe a used to see a fox ran every once in a while, and he might be digging up other fence and causing some problems. I think we got some skunks out there, too, and I'm sure those skunks like to get in there, too, but they got it. They got a, it looks like it's probably about maybe half the size of yours, of your little enclosure there, maybe half the size. It may not be that big. But it's in it, it's shaded by trees, and of course they got it covered too. Looks like a nice little setup. They got a little small garden back there too, but they kind of keep to themselves, and you know, we speak when we see them, that sort of thing. But they've got a pretty nice yard. I wish mine was that green.
Oh, good this year. It's really green and nice. It's in your OTR. And we're blessed. It's kind of a hobby with us anymore, though. I take pretty good care of it, and so is Bernice. And she's got two vegetable gardens, one raised bed, one's not. One of them's, she ran the rotor tiller on it the last couple of days. And then, I don't know how many flower beds, Jerry. I ought to send you a picture of her roses. I'm telling you, they are the most gorgeous things you've ever seen. They start out yellow, and then they get a blush on them, and then they turn blood red. I mean, they are gorgeous. And there goes an airplane from GSP International taking off. Climb and maintain 10,000 and contact Atlanta Center. I don't know if you can hear me or not, though, Jerry.
Well, we used to have roses, but our water situation here is such we just can't look here really. I mean, our water bill would be over $200 a month if we did much watering at all here. We just can't afford to pay that kind of, you know, we were used to paying $40 a month for water and about use as much as we want to. Now we had to kind of be careful using it. And we just had enough to water some of our bushes around the house. We got a few camellias and we had some boxwoods. We got a few camellias and a couple other things around the house, but we'll water those in the dead of summer. But we don't do that much, but we used to. Years ago, we had roses and had all kinds of flowers and stuff. But it's just so when you're out in the sun like that, that sun's just, especially this time, it just saps them. You can't, if you don't water them or have some shade, a little bit of shade, they just don't do well at all.
Took out 13 trees out there when we first moved here, a couple of years afterwards, and I still got plenty of shade. In fact, down there by the targets, it's too dark at times. I could use a little sun, but there's a picnic table down there, and it's fine, and I never use it hardly anymore anyways. But, the water, the highest bill we ever had, I think, was $50, wasn't it, Bernice? And we're on the Blue Ridge water system, and as long as I don't put in a sprinkler system, it doesn't cost you a lot. So I set up those tripod things, and I got one for the east side and one for the west side, and usually don't have to water very much unless it's real dry like it is this year. Even my neighbor's watering his Bermuda, which is rare. He don't care if it's weeds. As long as it's green, Tom, he says, I'll cut it. He bought him a new bass boat. Oh, wow. And that is the most beautiful thing you ever laid eyes on. I don't know if it was a Skeeter or what. I can't remember. It's not a Ranger this time. But, oh, it's beautiful. He's going to go pick it up next week. I think it's a real bad time to buy anything that uses gasoline right now, but that's his hobby, and he's always had a nice boat.
You use ethanol gas in those either, and I bet most of them there in the $70,000 range. My son's picking up his Toyota truck tomorrow. He got it all cleaned up. He finally found one. I wouldn't call any of them reasonable, but he found a basic access cab that he wanted, one of the Tacomas. Gosh, that's what he's got now. They're half again as big as the one he has. It's a big truck. He's got all the stuff on it he wants. I think he'll be happy with it. He keeps this stuff a long time. His His other truck's a 2001, so he'll keep this one for 15 or 20 years or until they decide they're going to ban gas vehicles. But it's a nice truck there. I rode in and looked in it. It was really nice. But he's been thinking about it for a couple of years now. Of course, now's not a good time to buy one, but his other truck's getting to the point where he's just going to have to do something with it. Because the used ones are bringing big money now, too, which is just amazing to me. I can't believe, the truck's 15 years old, bringing $15,000, $16,000, $17,000. That's just crazy.
In 4DGC. Roger on that. Well, if they ever get rid of that idiot that's running the place and somebody that's got a head on their shoulders, I don't think they'll go to this all electric. It's going to work about as well as the wind generators did down in Texas last winter when everything froze. What else was they using? Solar, yeah. It's just not economically feasible, and anybody with a brain can figure that out. But, ours is a 2011, and it's done real good, and we love it. It's only got 50-some thousand on it. We'll keep it. But I heard him say yesterday, I think it was the day before, when it got up to around 94, they said, if it gets 1 degree higher, it'll beat the record, which occurred in 1962. And I remember those temperatures very well back in Kansas. It was over 100 and over 110 in places. Yeah, but now it's global warming, Jerry. You just got to get the political term right.
Planet warming, whichever one they decide to use this time. Now, they don't want you to drill. They don't want you to build any nuclear facilities, which is really probably, in the long run, is probably the cheapest and most efficient way to generate electricity. They don't want you building more dams. They don't want you to do anything. But now they'll do whatever. It's one of those things where it's good for me, but not the, that's what it always is. It's the elites and everybody else. But, they just get, I saw a truck on the lot when his came in. He didn't order it. He just happened to catch one that came in. I saw one on the lot. Tom, it was one of these crew cabs. And it was a Tacoma now. It was not a Tundra. It was a Tacoma. And it was $63,000.
We're off the mark on that boat. That boat had been over 60, and he got it quite a bit less. It had been pre-owned, but the people that got it was a university, and it hadn't been funded, Jerry, by one of their entrepreneurs or whatever you call them. And so they kept two, and one they didn't, and so they told the dealer to sell it. And so he got it for a real good deal, but he still wasn't exactly cheap. You could buy an awfully nice car for that, But like I say, that's his hobby, and that's what he likes to do. But it's a 200 horse, I think, V8, and it's one of those eco motors. And so he can run ethanol type gas in it, Jerry. He don't have to run the other type. And he uses it when it's cold weather or hot weather, either one. He don't like the heat, but I seen him go fishing when it was 30 degrees up here down at Hartwell.
Son-in-law likes to use their pontoon. It's not quite as expensive to run as a fast boat is, because they don't run that fast. But it's still expensive because he does have to run non-ethanol in his, but they've got a lot of use out of that boat. When they bought that thing, I said, I can't believe it. Yeah, they're renting a slip out here in Portman as well. But they've got more use out of that boat. They've enjoyed anything more than anybody I can think of. They use it year-round, and the kids, I don't go out on him. It's just, I like to cruise around sometimes, but, my idea of fun ain't sitting out in the middle of the lake. I want to be moving or fishing along the shoreline. So something like that and find things just aren't very good for that. But it's great for kids and people like to cruise around and that sort of thing. So it's easy to them to a T. But I wouldn't buy one. In the two happiest days of your life when you it's kind of like, I think it's horses, boats, and airplanes. The two happiest days of your life, the day you buy it and the day you sell it.
I've heard that. Well, we know some folks that just bought a pontoon boat, and it was $45,000, and it's got a,
how big a motor was it?
100, it was 100 horse, I think, Jerry, or 125, I'm not sure. And it was $45,000 at the boat show on sale, and they said that some of them were as much as $70,000 for a pontoon boat. Out of my pay grade, but I still go use the kids, so I'm okay on that. Well, the geese are out on the, well, they're not on the pond, but they're out in the shade. They're smart. The water's probably hot. And Jerry, we're just pulling in the Mojave plantation where the kids live, and so I'll let you go. Really great to hear you today. I was pleased to hear you on a Sunday here in the evening. And we're usually not out either. We're just going to drop this off, stay a minute, and go back and hit the rain locker and watch a little TV and go to bed. I don't see much on the HF networks other than that computer stuff. And I don't do that this afternoon. So that means that the HF's not all that well. Because I didn't see anybody doing CW or not very much HF earlier. Been coming on a little later lately. Take care, Jerry. In 4DJC and 0TR73.
Bernice, have a nice afternoon. Enjoy your short visit and be careful headed home. Good talking to you again as usual. Catch you a little later. In 0TR and 4DJC, clear.
Over to like Kennesaw or wherever it is over in the Atlanta area.
I know what it's like, or used to, going in on Sunday night. Man, I hated that, but Saturday night and Sunday night, but I'm glad I don't have to do it no more. I don't know if I could drive a truck all night long, though, like he does, though.
I would definitely have to have a radio or something to have somebody scream at me to keep me awake, that's for sure. Don't know if I could drive for a living. And yeah, usually when I was doing Saturday and Sunday nights, that was, overtime, so it was good money. Most places I worked at, they started third shift on Sunday night. And I was mostly never on third shift. I'd help out every now and then, but most of my career in the shop was spent on second, over.
I hadn't even been out of the yard today. Been kind of in and out of the house because of the heat, but Layla, she's been about half, not feeling good all day. I can tell you by the way she acts, she'd go back in the house. Well, she had threw up this morning, so I seen her out here late yesterday evening playing with a frog. I've seen her do that before and kind of mess with her a little bit, so I don't know if that's what happened. I can tell by the way she acted. She didn't feel too good today, over.
That might be what it is. I hope that's all it is anyway. Of course, being a cat, she ain't gonna get too active anyway. Whole time we was out there yesterday, she was just kind of laying there in the little bit of shade she can find, chilling out. I can't believe she freaked out when I closed the door on her, though, over.
Yeah, and you know what? I wanted her to come in just a little bit ago. I kept standing there at the door. I said, come on, let's go in. And she just sat there. I said, I know how I can get her in. I just shut the door, and it wasn't 30 seconds there she was. She don't like that door to get shut.
Roger. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I went in there to the trash can and come back out. It's like, whoa, I felt a cool breeze. I'll close the door and let the AC stay in here. And yeah, she didn't like that at all. I guess she informed me of the procedure around there real quick. Anyway, we're about to get something to eat, so, or go in there and eat something. Yeah, you're sounding good over there, that's for sure. Have a good night. We'll catch you a little later. In 408 UK and 4812.
Have a good evening, and, I don't know how much longer I'll be out here. I don't know, I would get in there and get on that couch and get into John Wayne or something like that on Grit TV. I watch that a lot. So, anyway, I'll talk to you later on or now that I know you get on here, you know, it's not so much as having to just text and say, well, you're going to get on the radio or whatever. But I'll holler at you later on. Have a good evening. 10485N4OVQ, I'll be clear.
So I've got this Anycone. I've been keeping it on a lot more lately, but chances are if you can't raise me on upstate, you can raise me over here. But this was on pretty much all day long.
Hey, when Tony got ready to leave his house, they'd come over here. He wanted me to get on BMR, so I ran in there. I don't know what I was thinking, but I grabbed that blank TYT and, of course, had to hook the hotspot up. And the thing kept rebooting. Every time I'd call him and time for him to come back, that thing would reboot. And I finally, I said, what am I doing on this radio? So I got the cares on. And I could hear Tony, and I kept calling him, and I don't know if he ever, I just don't know what happened with that little bit. Well, I do know this, but the open spot got too hot, and quicker than it ever has since this happened, so I had to cut it off.
I got you. Yeah, I've opened up the code plug in that radio, and it looks okay, but I'm going to go ahead and, you know, do the config reset and reload it and all and see if it'll reboot less. And we'll go from there. I'll try to get this one back to you before I leave town next weekend. So. Anyway, I'll talk to you later. I'm going to go grab something to eat. Can 4CH, why clear?
Later, N4OVQ, I'm clear.